Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Okay, I'm doing this all day. Hi guys, welcome. It feels good to be back, doesn't it? It feels good to be back on your screen. Hi, I'm here with Skinny BK, who was gracious enough to be completely patient with me. And he was one of those guests that I did not know until I messaged him and be like, hey, we're doing interview. You want to reschedule? He was like, no, I can still do it. It was just a very long work day. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. I will take it. I will take it.
Still feel terrible. Yeah,
Nah, don't be, don't be. I'm pretty cool with everything. It's okay. You're completely fine. I
you
even made
too.
his day better. I even made it better by telling him he could curse on here. I made his day better. I'm the greatest.
Yeah.
But anyway, from that, this is Skinny BK. I'm so honored and so happy that you could join us tonight.
Happy to, happy to.
Amazing, amazing. And I will keep reminding you until you get sick of it. Not you, I'm talking about generally everybody. My brand new Instagram is called the Official Rap It Out Podcast. I'm gonna keep reminding you until you do it. So until you do it, I'm gonna keep reminding you every time. All right. Now on to the fun part. I'm gonna try something a little bit different. I'm gonna switch up what I got. I'm gonna switch it up. And switch up. Firstly though, I gotta get this out right now. There's hundreds of people that have no idea who you are, so would you mind giving a little bit of yourself to them?
Yeah, for sure. What's good, y'all? I go by Skinny BK, which stands for Skinny Black Kid. Anytime I do rap, I feel like the 10-year-old in me just doesn't have a muzzle on anymore, hence
Oh.
where the name comes from. Plus, like, pretty much until I die, every time I look in the mirror, that's exactly what I see is the same happy, confused 10-year-old trying to just do what the fuck he wants to be doing. Hip hop needs more brash nerds. So here I am to give the man that I am and keep it nerdy as fuck, of course, because that's my shit.
Oh. Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just I'm sorry. I'm still trying not to laugh.
Oh, no, go ahead. Part of my plan.
So nerdy. Oh, you're not kidding. I'm looking on your Instagram right now. Oh, you're not kidding.
Yeah. Yeah,
You don't sound like the way you look. You don't sound the way you look.
I throw a lot of people off with that.
Yeah, you sound like a white person for some reason. You sound like a white rapper.
I think it's probably all the time my mom spent making sure I enunciate when I speak when I was a kid.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
No kidding. But thanks for that. You seem to be a BK around, so you must be one of a kind.
Yeah, I better be. If I'm not, I'll be flabbergasted. Like, what, dog? You too? You know what? Devil May Cries?
Oh, crazy. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking. Self-presentation, is that your only album? Is that the only one so far you made?
No, that's the only one that's up on for streaming. The one you have the two tracks from, that's my most recent, which is Nomadic Thoughts. And as of, since we're talking about it, as of when did I make this? As of October 26th, I've started working with my producers and homies on Nomadic Thoughts 2.
Ah, wonderful. Nice. Wonderful. I just saw it around, so I was just kind of curious.
Oh, goody. And then I have random features everywhere, it feels like.
It's like what?
Like, I don't know. I'm at a stage where I'm gonna schedule my life out a lot more and everything, and I got a bunch of homies that I'm always working with, and I'm constantly like bouncing between working with them and working on my own stuff. So like, I think I've done enough features at this point that I'm beginning to forget.
That explains why you forgot our interview today. Yep, I need to mention it too.
Yeah,
But
doing this between two jobs is I'm middle of an adapting phase right now, one could say.
you're living in my world right now. I'm exactly the same.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, job, school, and doing the show and writing music. I
That's
know.
more loaded than mine.
I know. But I learned to be balanced with everything. I'm able to balance and get my own schedule going, and it's nice and easy with me. So I don't have to worry about being stressful. I don't have to worry about all of that.
Hey, true, true.
And you shouldn't have to worry either. I mean, guys, this is literally what he told me. I feel bad for forgetting. I mean, that shows just the mildest of nerdiness. But you should relax more. You really should. I mean, did you really think I would freak out only because you missed it from a few hours?
Nah, it's more just like I try to always, especially in aspects like this, move with a level of professionalism and make it as easy for the other person as I can. So if I'm ever lacking on it, it doesn't sit great with me because I try to always be on point with these kind of things.
These kind of things, that means you must have had an interviews in the past. You must have had, those kind of things in the past, right?
Yeah, never been late for one or missed one until today. But yeah, I always, because you're reaching out to me, so I figure I'll try to make it as easy to get a hold of me and get in touch and set everything up as I possibly can.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I literally emailed you twice. I literally said I your interview is going to get postponed, and then I said it was going to be back on. I didn't know if you were going to come or not, so I just went on Discord to see if you even respond, and you did. Yeah, me.
Yeah, I'm glad that I even opened my Discord and was like, let me respond to my home. Oh wait, what was this? Who's it? Is it? Because I thought for 2 seconds I'm like, it's probably a podcast. And then I'm like, who is this? Okay, it is. Okay. All right. I had the right idea. Oh yeah, today. The whole rabbit hole.
Did you just say Rappo?
No, rabbit hole.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Rappo.
No, all good. Just sitting there, what the fuck is a rapper?
That's how people would usually say my show as, or they would put rap it out together. They would never space it. I've heard, I had someone once say the Rappo show, like, what the fuck? Like, what? It's not Rappo.
I don't know how they even get that. You're skipping letters at that point. At that point, you're just skipping
Yeah.
letters.
He might have either been deaf, blind, or autistic. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hey, it could be any of the three.
Or it could be all three. Yeah,
Yeah, no, that would make for a make for fun interviews, if anything. Shit.
man, if I did, well, I shouldn't say anything because I am talking. I do have someone on Instagram who actually is deaf. If I had somebody with all three, that'd be very difficult.
Yeah, I said that would be damn near impossible. No, literally impossible.
Yeah, I mean the most difficult interviews I've ever been is if have you tried old like older folk?
Nah.
Those are difficult, especially older folk from different countries. No, that's
Word.
difficult. I mean, wow. I've done people from Germany that's very older, like in their 60s, 70s. No, that's hard. I know.
What makes that hard?
I don't know. The craziness, I guess. But at least we have this, and you're the last person I have today, so it's a celebration.
Let's go.
Yeah. And to even make your day better, because I know it made your day better with the being understanding. There is a little surprise I'll put in the DM so you can look at later.
Ooh.
A little surprise, just as gracious enough and just as a nice thank you. Gonna put it right now. Boom, surprise! Surprise! If you want to see it now, later, I'm fine with it.
Oh, shit.
Surprise! You seeing it right now?
Yeah, I'm reading it right now.
Guys, look at his expression. You can't see his face, but I can definitely tell his I could definitely tell it to him.
This raw like hype, and I'm like connecting the dots in my head as to putting it all together. Yeah, shit, I'm there for that all day.
You better go sign up. Sign up's closed in a few days. You've got to go do it.
Yeah,
Dude, hurry up and go do it.
shit, done. Dude, I while we do this.
Yes, and it's a perfect opportunity for you because exciting stuff will happen.
For real, it's more global exposure, which is really all I'm even worried about right now, as far as branching out.
Well, don't you have a label already? Aren't you part of a label?
Nah, I was sort of part of a collective, and then that died off. So now I'm just kind of doing the solo thing, but I wasn't signed to them or anything like that.
Really? Because I saw on Google and I saw you were a part of a record thing. I thought it was a record label.
Oh, that's, I guess I could say that's mine. That's just the DistroKid.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. That explains it. I actually have a friend who runs a record label if you're interested.
Ooh, give me the. I'll chat them up. Give me the deets and such later.
Yes, definitely yes. He runs I don't know if you heard of Enjambatic Electronic Entertainment, but it's amazing. It's a great opportunity, and he's very nice. He's from Canada, so Canada Canadians are really nice.
In the DNA, damn near.
But anyway, I mean, the guy's really nice. They're actually a duo that actually runs it.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Two-headed monster.
Okay, you're making me laugh too much. I'm gonna just continue on. I'm just gonna just do something before I go too far. Firstly, along with the music that we talked about, do you have any new music coming out? Anything that we can look forward to in the future?
To look forward to. I got work with my homie Dark Matter that we're working on. I'm working on something for his next joint, and then we're doing a little something together that and anticipate like early next year because we're in, I remember it, we're in the last stages of that. There's that. What else that I can talk about? My next project, and then I've got a couple more specifically for Instagram and my Nomadic Verse series where I literally just pen something to a beat that I like and then drop it only on Instagram. I've got the next couple ones of those. I'm trying to get a couple more things together for that because I'm making a couple changes to the formula, but I got those on the way too. And then just like whatever other feature work that I'll be posting about on my Insta also when it hits, because I got some of it I don't think I can even talk about yet, but plenty.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm so excited. This is so exciting. I'm so excited for more music. Yay.
Shit,
Nice.
trying to keep the culture fed out here.
Yeah, dude, I totally understand. That's partially why the show was even made, so the culture can still keep going.
Gotta
Include.
keep the bonfire burning.
Oh, shoot, you're actually burning?
No, I said, I gotta keep the we gotta keep the bonfire burning. I mean, figuratively, I am, because my shit dope and I bit like a fucking dragon, but
Yeah, and you're performing at the concert, and you're gonna be actually gonna be on the label, so the fire's gonna keep running.
exactly. Exactly.
Yes, 100%. Now continuing on. Next, I'd like to get a little bit of your music, just a little bit. How would you overall, as a musician, describe your music in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good question. If I had to break it down, very introspective. I don't even know if like at least not yet enigmatic or anything would be the right adjective because I try to keep my personality in it, so it's not just I'm saying bars that anybody else could scoop. Enigmatic probably. Authentic is another word I would use because I'm literally just being the man that I am on a daily basis on record. So it's plenty of, I don't know, knowledge to break down from it because I've had friends tell me random things they get out of my music, as well as people I've made into fans telling me like that a song made them cry and all the different things, and that talking about those kind of things are important and people don't do it enough. So plenty of, I don't even know the word to break to put all of that into one culminative idea, but it's authentic. It's me, it's enigmatic, and don't know. I got a lot of knowledge hidden in the bars and plenty of philosophical cuts too. Some of which I bury in video game and anime references.
Ah, look at all those big words you're using. You are nerdy.
Mom, all the time when I was a kid, my mom would just say things and I'd be like, what does that mean? And she'd be like confused, and then I'm like a 9-year-old running around saying I'm perplexed instead of I'm confused. Like that's it's kind of just part of how I function at this point.
Oh, dude, I love nerdy.
Yeah, someone
I
got to
love
keep
it.
an expansive lexicon out here.
No shit, no kidding. Yeah, absolutely. And I love it. I love nerds all around. I'm also one.
Hell yeah. Like what pocket, if you had to pick a kind of pocket, like gaming, theater, I know there's a lot, but
Let's see. Computer science. I'm computer science. Let's see. English. Let's see. Math. Yeah, those are just my best ones. Of course, I'm really good at songwriting, so I'd be pretty good at songwriting too. Oh, great news! The guy's online. He's gonna be chatting with you. Yay.
Hell yeah.
Yay. Okay, enough. But I love that your music's very authentic. It's real. It's organic. It's like when I listen to you, it's like I always can trust that that's you. It's
Yeah,
like I
man,
always
I'm on
know.
a. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, shit. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say that I wouldn't even be doing music if I couldn't be authentic, because I've never even really wanted to do what everybody else is doing. But, like as a kid, even at like 5, I would have rather sat by myself at lunch than sit with a bunch of people I didn't really fuck with. I was like, nah, I'm gonna go be solo. But I've always had homies and I've always had people because I try to just make that shit easy. But yeah, I've always moved the way that I feel like I need to be moving. And I figure, especially in approaching hip hop, where you have so many different ways you can tackle shit, I treat that exactly the same way, especially lyrically.
Yeah, you'd be one of the people I would sit by. You'd be one of those people that I would But yeah. Oh yeah. You just seem kind of like that cool one, and yeah, you're not kidding. You're very skinny. You don't look that bad though, to be honest. You
Shit,
don't
how
look
do I?
You don't look too bad, actually. Not too bad. Not
More
too
in my mind is like, yeah,
bad.
that's honestly part of the name, just so people can so I can get that shit out of the way on site. Is be like, yeah, I'm aware. Listen to what I have to say, because I've heard every single joke or whatever, however many millions of times, and I've cared zero of the times I've heard it. I think when I was a kid, there was a pocket I was confused because I was just like, yo, do you want something? Like, do you think I don't know that? But now it's just like, yeah, I let people who are bitch made let me know on site, and then I keep my day moving.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I feel you. I've interviewed so many people like you, so I definitely feel you.
Okay, so
100%.
other people know what the deal is too. I'm glad it's not just me.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. After you've done it for over a year, you've seen all the crazy shit that's happened everywhere, and I mean everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Just even a lot of shit that goes on around me. I feel like I already saw it as a kid, and history just keeps looping on itself. Or I've had people tell me stories, and then I look at shit and I'm like, oh, that's what they were talking about. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you get it. That's good. That's wonderful, actually. Anyway, now this is a very important question. And I switched up the order of it. Now, I want to know the whole origin of Skinny BK. I want to know the whole origin story. Come on, story time.
Shit of the persona or me as a person?
Both. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Your whole musical journey to Skinny BK and beyond.
Honestly, from the time I was in like preschool, I was looking for what it is I wanted to be doing for the rest of my life. I don't remember if somebody told me it was important and I took it to heart. Or if I just kind of paid attention and realized it was important I have something, or both, but I always knew I wanted some kind of outlet from the time I was in like preschool, kindergarten. So I was constantly doing random shit in my downtime between like drawing. I would pick something up, and if I hit a wall with it, I would just drop it completely. It was drawing, it was 3D modeling and animation at a point. Storytelling, I can't say so because I still do that. There were a list of things that for until I was about 18, I would do it all the time. Just looking for the shit I wanted. And then I randomly felt like writing lyrics at some point. And this was when hip hop was still kind of like, I grew up around it and I grew up hearing it, but I wasn't consuming it or rapidly like looking for people's albums. Or I felt the same way about the culture that a generic fucking suburban white kid who's only seen BET four times would feel. I didn't really know. Somehow, having grown up around the shit, I think it was the mentality of people around me. But I kind of just wrote lyrics one day in my MacBook and then was like, why the fuck am I doing this? I put it down, came back a few months later, did it again. I was like, why am I doing this? And then a little bit after I graduated high school, like toward the end of 2015, I was trying to figure out what I wanted. I thought about it and I'm like, well, I keep going back to that. Let me just try that. And then probably stop when I hit a wall like I have with everything else. And now it's like, I don't want to do shit else. Like, I've even told homies that the day that I wake up for the first time and don't have to work a 9 to 5 anymore, from that day, that whole like month, next month, month and change, I ain't sleeping for shit. I can finally put my everything into it and spend my whole day just worrying about music and do that perpetually. Like it's the only shit that I want to really be putting honestly all of my time into now. I have homies and friends and connections and shit, of course, but I all the time I just want to be making music. And everything that I do in my life now is meant to feed it, or I'm compromising something to be able to feed it further.
Wow, I felt that right there in my soul. I felt that when you were telling me, I felt it.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm gonna get an aspirin because I'm feeling it.
Shit, struck a couple chords. Doing my job. I ain't even rapping right now.
Nah, how we all. But seriously though, I did feel that. And me, that will probably happen. I mean, it's not like you're that old to, start considering like other options. I mean, you're probably 20, 22, 24, somewhere
Yeah.
around there.
24. You got it.
Go. Yeah, I got it right. Yes. So there's still lots and lots of time, and music never goes away, so it can happen. And look at all these opportunities you're stumbling by. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I'm just removing obstacles at this point because, like, I've seen all of it differently since, like, Because for a bit before I even dropped my first EP and all of that, I was just doing it because I wanted to be doing it. And then when I started going to open mics and going out and performing, and I felt the response from people, I was like, nah, okay, this is different than I think it is, because people are pulling things from me just processing shit. Like two people coming up to me crying, thanking me for a song about my father. That I literally, the last two lines, I cry. People thanking me for that with tears in their eyes. I'm like, no, okay, this isn't just about me. So ever since that day, anytime I do this shit, I'm like, all right. As much as I really love doing it and want to put my all into it, it's knowing that there's going to be some level of reciprocation at some point, that someone's going to be able to pull some shit out of it. That's about. That brings it full circle in my head as far as doing it goes, because I would just do it and fill my computer with shit, but that I can leak it to people and people want to hear what I have to say and they want to soak from my perspective is one of the craziest fucking blessings, period.
Makes total sense to me. Makes total sense to me. I know I'm not saying much. I'm just taking it all in for myself. I'm saying it.
Nah, you're good.
But yeah, I'm glad I got a nice inspect. What the hell am I saying? Aspect of your life. That's what I was trying to say. Nice knowing that. Now. I want you to pull all the music element you could possibly know and have into this. What is your whole music process like? And I want you to give me everything, production, songwriting, give it all.
Man, that shit is random. That shit for me is random. I think the minute that I'm either pacing or I'm on thesaurus.com finding synonyms for words to diversify a rhyme scheme, I know I'm lost in it. I've had shit that's taken me months to finish writing. Versus shit that I've written in like 20, 30 minutes because I just so happened to have been playing a certain game at the time and needed to put a verse on something and figured I'd experiment. I took like the song, specifically Posture, a little peek into that joint for those who didn't catch it when they heard it. Posture is a part of the combat in a game called Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. I literally wanted to just write like a couple bars surrounding the combat from that game and applying it to being an MC. And then by the time I was done, I had a whole verse that when the song dropped, I had people like, yeah, that's like the most MC I've ever heard you. And I just sat there for 20, 30 minutes and played, just like, oh, fuck it. Let me try to build as much as I can out of this idea for like a line. And then I did a whole verse in like 20, 30. I felt weird, and then I recorded it, and we finished it, and I sent it off to my homie Valco, and it felt weird still, and I was just like, well, I did it, and then it hit, and people fucked with it, and I was like, oh, all right, dope. So let me just, it's either the most deliberate thought process when I write, and I'm very much intentional with everything that's going on, or it's that, but just coming from a random place. Or I'm just taking something and building a metaphor and then going into whatever I go into. Like, I'm either making a tornado or I'm fucking rotating in that bitch. Like, well, let me just grab shit. It's one of the two for me. There's not really a. Don't think writing ever works any differently for me.
Okay, you are knocking my random. Okay, I'm so it's whatever comes to you. I can understand that. That means that it's natural. The process is natural, and it comes to you.
Yeah, I think especially because I try to always make sure that I'm pulling from my understanding of things and my kind of lens in my own place There's usually some degree of meditation as to what that's supposed to look like and what it all culminates into. Like posture, I didn't even know the name of it until I was done with it and we had to give it a name. And I was like, I mean, it's pulled everything from that part of the combat system. I'm not even talking about just the cutting and all the abilities, literally just the one mechanic that kind of sits around everything you're doing. I'm like, I guess we'll just call it that. There's those, and there's other ones where I'm like, oh no, the name is this, and this is the pathology of it, and three verses, two hooks, we're done.
I love that. That means that you're very natural. This, you're really the organic person. Everything just comes to you. I love it.
It keeps it fun for me too.
I'm spiraling a little bit, so I'm just gonna jump right into this. Now, I'm gonna do something called a flip. A flip. So this is the time for you, just and this also builds our connection since we're gonna be working together in the future. We're gonna be working together a lot. Now working together a little bit. I want to do a flip, so you can ask me anything you want or dare me anything you want. Literally anything.
All right. Anything. Five most recent artists you've been enjoying the most. Don't even need to
Most.
be recent artists, just the five that you've been enjoying the most recently.
You mean on the podcast or in general?
Just in general, as a listener and consumer of music.
That's a new artist this year.
Any time period.
Oh, okay.
There's too much. I can't give that restriction.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, I appreciate you. Let me think for a moment. Ooh, that's a very tough one in the top five. I'm starting to love Bruno Mars a little more now since he's been Silk Sonic with Anderson .Paak. I'm starting to like them again.
I know I soon did dive into that album. I know they dropped that shit.
It was
From what I've heard from it, I've been
amazing.
like, Yeah, everything I heard off that album was crazy.
I know for real. I'm starting to like Elton John again. I haven't listened to him in a long time. I'm starting to like Elton John again.
The Rugged Man himself. I haven't gone back to his shit in a while either.
He's a legendary. He's a legend. He's a full-time legend. There's nothing that could oppose that. He's a legend.
That's a slot that no one else can touch type of shit.
I mean, he's a legend that's like alive, and the only person that could even top that is like the Beatles. But the Beatles is a group. Then there's Michael Jackson, but he's not here anymore. But Elton's the top one. Nothing can say otherwise. Nothing else. Let me
Man's
see.
eternal.
Oh yeah. I am getting back into like an Adele because 30, I love 30.
Yeah, I was just in like Walmart yesterday and I saw 30 and I'm like, oh shit, because I didn't even know this that it dropped. I just knew that she was dropping shit, but I saw that and I'm like, it might end up being the first Adele album I listened to, because I've always heard Adele, but I haven't sat with Adele, and I've been going back through like Alicia Keys shit recently and Jhené Aiko, so I'm like,
Oh
perfect pocket of time
yes,
for me to go
those
back
two.
into hers.
Yeah. I mean, she's a very successful 21 and 25 were
Learning
guaranteed
about
success. They were guaranteed.
the really learning about women listening to them.
But even men listen to
Understood.
them, so even men listen to them, so at least you have that proof that men even listen.
Oh yeah, like it's enjoying the music, and then it's a form of study. It's like, you know what? I understand how that works. Okay, no, that's what that's about. All right, so I've seen that before. I wonder what the fuck the deal is. All right, makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me see. Any I know I said three so far. Let's see. Any recent artists? I like Olivia. Olivia's pretty good. I love Good For You. It's like a good jam, and I love it, especially when I'm wrestling, when I'm on my when I'm practice when I'm like punching my feelings out, I like listening Good For You because it's like it's so good.
I think I've heard her shit. I just don't know which shit I've heard.
You heard Driver's License. It has to be either Driver's License or Deja Vu you've heard.
Her name is familiar. I'm just like, I don't know. When?
Let me
Really, which
see.
ones? Because it was just like around. I don't even listen to the radio, so I'm always just around, and I'm like, oh, who's that?
Damn, you should listen to the radio more. Let's see. Let me see. And I love Megan Thee Stallion. She's amazing. Ever since she made the compilation album, I like her. She's amazing, especially her South Side Forever freestyle. I love that freestyle so much.
Southside Forever Freestyle. She's someone I still got to take the dive in on too. I'm pretty sure I have her first album saved in my Spotify, and I just haven't gone
You
through it
listen to
yet.
Good News? Like, you listen to Good News? You still
Good
listen
news.
you?
I got heard
Are
shit
you?
from it.
Oh, did you listen to Tina Snow or Suka?
I don't know which ones I've listened to. I know I've heard Body, and then.
Yeah, Bodies
Yeah.
on Good News.
Body's on Good News. Yeah, I haven't really heard you from Good News. I'm looking at the whole track list and I'm like, I haven't heard a lot from but I'm pretty sure that's the album I have saved in my Spotify. She's among the list of I don't know how many motherfuckers I have their first album sitting and I still haven't gone back and sat with it yet.
Damn. You better get to it. And before tonight, because he's gonna be messaging you, you gotta get to it tonight.
I'll start picking that one apart tonight, and I'll let you know where I'm at with it.
Yay. All right. That's my five. Any other you like to throw at me? Any dares even?
Anyone recent? Do you listen to JID at all?
I've heard of him. I listened to like one or two songs.
Cause that motherfucker, that dude. For cadence and flow, he's in his own space by itself, let alone how his pen works. I know he's, I think his next album, The Forever Story, is supposed to hit next year. And I'm fiending for that shit because that dude's style is that man's ridiculous. The first one I heard was Off D's with J. Cole like a year and change ago. And just the hook on that fucking song, I was sitting like, what the fuck? That's your hook? All right, nah, this dude's built different.
I know for real. The Forever Story is his next out, is his third album on January 21st. JID, you know, it's the title of his third. Okay, The Forever Story, that's his next album, I'm guessing. And then the last time I ever listened to him was when he featured on Doja Cat's Planet Her Deluxe Options.
The fuck he did work with Dozier?
Yeah, he did a collab with Doja Cat and Dua Lipa.
What? That's crazy. I didn't even know about that.
I know, and he only got nominated for one award, the Grammy Award. That's it. Isn't that sad?
Man, probably because it wasn't the year that DiCaprio 2 hit. Because that album hit, and I was sitting there like, yeah, there's plenty of dope shit going on in here.
It
Because
wasn't
that was
that
like
one.
2 years ago when that album hit, 2, 3.
Oh yeah, that album was pretty good, but it was not that one. It was not that one. It was not. It was actually a song he did with J. Cole, Baz, Earth Gang, and Young Nudie. It's called Down Bad. That was the only one.
That's right. Young Nudy was on Down Bad. Yeah, they got nominated for that. That album was good. There was a lot of good shit on Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
Oh yeah, that was really good. That was
Man,
good.
especially from Ari when they dropped that deluxe and I saw Busset was on there. I was like, I have wanted this shit ever since I watched the documentary and heard the little snippet of it. Threw it in my R&B playlist immediately.
Oh yeah. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Ooh, all right. Any more? Come on, you gotta get some more.
Shit, you know I have to ask about the work Baby Keem's been doing recently, especially his shit with Kendrick, but just Keem in general, because I've been diving into Keem lately.
Oh, you want to hear the news about Baby Keem?
Yeah, like where you're at with him, because I like the pocket that he's in a lot.
Yes, she is nominated for Grammys. I actually saw Tiny Tina like, yes, congrats. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, that boy dope. One of the only times I think you could say that someone's on something with Kendrick and it's not like purely powerhouse by Kendrick. Like those two both have their own pockets on Family Ties, on Range Brothers, on Vent. Like,
Yeah.
let alone some of the solo shit. I'm only just starting to really get into him as of like the past couple weeks, but everything I've been hearing, I'm like, yeah, I like this dude. I like this dude.
Yeah, 100%. Let me see what's been happening with him. He released his debut album, the Medallic Blue.
Yeah, that Melodic Blue joint. I need to go through that album again. I've only listened to it all the way through one time.
I know it debuted. It did very well in the charts, and I gotta get back to it. Let me see.
Yeah. Family Ties alone has been spun like 50 times by me at this point.
Yeah,
At
I love
least.
it, guys. I love it. And you might want to say congrats because he got two noms this year for the rap category. He did very well.
Oh shit, it's only just popping out like that. Hell yeah, King. That
100%.
PG Lang movement right there.
No kidding. Ah!
PG Lang, fool.
Oh my God. Jeez. Oh, come on. Any more questions? Any more things you'd like to throw at me?
Shit. You own any game systems or nah? It's the only one that I can think of.
I got PS4.
What have you played on it?
Trying to remember what I actually have not been on there in a while. I completely forgot. I'm trying to think though. I play a variety of games actually. So I love Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed. Let's see. I love the Avengers game. I love it. Let's see. I love the Spider-Man games, God of War. Let's see.
Yeah. Beat both of those Spider-Man games 3 times.
Oh
Beat both
yeah.
them bitches 3 times.
No shit. I love Madden NFL.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which one?
Star
Because I
Wars.
know the one that I think just came out, at least the hardcore fan base I heard was disappointed with it.
I
It's the
know,
most recent release from Madden.
I had to bury it. I think it was 22 or 21. No, it's 22.
That's like crazy, like a year ahead.
Let me see. Battlefield and then Bloodborne is one I like too.
I gotta run Bloodborne back on myself. Mostly trying to finish Dark Souls 1 on my PC. Run through 1 and 3 because I have all three of them. But yeah, I gotta go back to
Oh,
Bloodborne. Bloodborne is nuts.
yeah. I know, for real. Yeah, I gotta get back as well. I gotta get back to playing those. I am gonna go back tonight and do it before I get back to work.
Shit, fun. Fun ass games. Frustrating, but when you it's hard to beat for me the swag of just pulling up with the cane, putting it in the whip form and keeping like six enemies at bay at once and being like, none of you motherfuckers can do shit about it either. Because I'm slowly chipping at every single one of y'all. I know how all you fight. I got you bundled. You fucked. And then kill the last one by switching it back to the sword form. Got to. Just a swag on a motherfucker one time.
Yeah. I mean, but let's just get right into it then. Let's just get right into it. Just after this, just keeps on playing over and over again.
Shit, I could carve out a couple hours.
Yeah, that'll beat you a couple hours for dinner.
Let's go.
All right, any more you want to throw? Anything? Come on, don't be empty now.
Shit. Oh, do I even have another one? I'm mostly fighting my fucking sleepiness at this stage.
All right, so I see that the little skinny one's empty right now. I'm just kidding. If you don't have any more, that's fine.
Yeah, nah, my wells run dry. That's all I got.
Wonderful. Nice. Wonderful. Okay, thanks. And thanks again. It's been really fun getting to meet you. And this is very nice. Where are you most active at anyway? Where are you most active? Discord or Instagram? Like, where are you most active?
Definitely those two. Probably way more so Discord than Insta. Insta, I'm only really on when I'm like dropping shit. This Discord is literally always open on my computer. I respond within like 24, 48 hours, depending on what's going on that day, but I'm pretty much always on Discord.
Wonderful, nice, good to know. Thanks again, it's been really fun doing this. I know time is running by us so quick. But any lastly things you'd like to tell the audience before we leave?
Last ones to tell the audience. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all the above. Self-presentation. That's my first project. Nomadic Thoughts. Just YouTube and SoundCloud. That's my second project. I've done work with my homie Dark Matter. I've done work with my boy Demigod Status. Work with my boy Boy West. A bunch of other ones that I'm forgetting. I'm so fucking drained. Yeah, peep all the shit that I've been doing. Instagram is SkinnyBK1. That's literally where majority of my updates about my music are posted. Scroll through that. You'll find everything that I've done so far. And then keep your ears tuned for more. And if you happen to also be a motherfucking nerd, understand that I got you in the culture. Period. And if you don't really fit anywhere and are used to not having a seat at the table, I got you on that too.
Wonderful. Thanks for those lastly words. Thank you. Guys, make sure to check out SkinnyBK down below. Make sure to follow the brand new Instagram page. Do it. And keep on supporting the artists that, I showcase. Do it, do it, do it. And make sure to check out the showcase right after. You guys gonna get a treat of what Skinny B has to offer. BK.
And then
When he has
like
the awkward.
get my main steez and then get that new steez I'm working on.
You know it. And thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. I will see you guys next when I do. Have a good evening, the audience, and keep on supporting artists. Don't be losers and not check out the artists that I showcase. I will see you guys on the next one. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Fresh out the blacksmith forge, tough enough to slice through titanium doors. Calculate your steel, couldn't cut a bread meal, swinging like a wet eel with his lightning seal. Keep my circle tiny like a baby blew the bubble. Real wizards only knows to sniff out any muggle. In Dumbledore's office asking where the food at. Spent 10 years as ashes, what a long nap. More ravenous than a wolf chasing a nut. Running on all fours past the androids with shirts tucked. I flip to dimensions like flipping through channels. Gripping new realities, no need for handles. Juggling like I ain't got nothing. Smothering, my shoulder chipping, nice and covering. Burns like a planetary fire, gotta watch it. Mouth full of dragon killing flames, can't wash it. I'm restraining Cerberus, caging up a must. Death would greet all, one claw would be enough. Fuck, can a man domesticate a bear? Fighting in a war I know for a fact ain't fair. Feed him funnel cakes, spit it in my face, tell him sit. His voice booms, I'm sick of waiting, cut the shit. Unleash your power, your thirst, your heart rots in seething anger like rained on art. Paint with the tools you've been given, won't be a poor decision if you stop wisdom from winning. Let me run free, you ain't gotta keep it brief. I'm a sufferer to feed for many on your rap sheet. Aight, dog, do what you do.
Epitome of a psycho. I might go till the lights go. Until then, it's a light show. Fireworks when I spit all the hype, but to me, it's a cycle. Pen to pad, I'm going through my notepad app, and that's the repetition I've been at. Last decade, just been shadow boxing, looking at the box outclassed by these false kings. Done pulling out my punches, straight out the corner, bitch, I'll eat you like a luncheon. Call the corner, I'll keep it never fussing. Dead as doornails, but I'll treat you like an offering. This butterfly is all sting, it's no thing to kill you off in a millisecond. I've set off the chaos like the Big Bang. Can't hang, I guess your battleship sank.
Yo, that was dope, new tier of kosher, making me wanna pop off like the Joker.
Joker, not enough, I'm going full pain. Border insane when I spit in my range.
Feeling like Ra's al Ghul fresh out the pit. Oh, shit. When I rock a red hood, call me Mr. Todd. Lightning slaps erratic with all this static I jot. Just a clap, make it splat like your girl get out the pack. Or a scene from DMC, I've been trying to reenact. Triple S ranking on y'all with no effort. You better wear the Carfax, let your gums flap. We the people eating up raw facts. Numbers ain't allowed, we play like we in Golden Age boom bap. Deep breathing in wavy oceans, making my bloody potent. Full sharks have been my opponents. I'm style hits from the Ronin. No Alex via controlling. Can't buy out my type of potion. Through speakers, you get the closest. I'm a bastard shitting on my parentage. If I find my father's green, I burn the whole fucking hedge. Fucking money, nigga. Debt you owe me and mom is dead. Do you like Joffrey did Ned? Decorate a pike with your head. Who wants my rage? Any takers for the cage? At a high school age, rejected gripping the noose. Pussies around me less intimidating than Bruce. I murder depression, I'll obliterate all your truths.
I see you got the point, but I see another level. Full rebel, let go like you're the missile.
Out the chamber like I'm made by the illest gunsmith. Roar sonic boom, pick the wrong one to fuck with.
Video on fire with maximum flow. Douse him embarrassed, he just has to go. Sure you can catch it, sure you'll get some poop in your cranium till you pop off with the smoke.
Punching hot coals, running hands when you creep up. Let down my devil like an unleashed machima. No fucks to give, not about to let you live. Like I'm Sparta's third kid, I can beat you with a shiv.
Never quit, vocally Adam in a black bolt. Sinking your shit like my voice laced with nitro. Keying my pieces like you're on my chessboard. Killing me softly like Fuji's of ice cold. Settle the score like I wrote it with my sword. Measuring twice, cut once, man, I'm that bored.
Kill perceptions like I'm Ed life with the Elric. Breaking cycles others never dealt with. Gonna be on my Uncle Ben's knees when I'm buried. Can't mummify music in cemeteries. Serial Pharrell sticking brains with the pointy end. Mind fucking, should I call you my girlfriend? Wait, no. None of my audience is my ladies. Can you fix my fuck up, please?
Locomotive never stopping at stations. Metal patient ever waiting in vagrants.
Black Super Saiyan, my afro's electric.
Energy levels are passing on metrics. Red alert on my ship, life's going hectic. Used to calling me a problem, and that's it.
My form of playing and these rappers stressing. Better than you, ain't no reason to question. In case you didn't notice, we competing. It's all fun. Lounging, posted, focused on nothing but cooling. You've been doing too much. Keep it simple for a sec. Downtime with no regrets. Keep it simple for a sec. Downtime with no regrets. Self-awareness, the slope is slippier than I thought. Think my first show dollars altered the way I walk. Andrew Jackson asking me when he gon' get more company. Lil French cutie declaring that she's in love with me. Came here with that dude. Is he her man or not? Too many variables for me to shoot my shot. If he wasn't cool with my people, I wouldn't give a fuck. Don't need things getting out of hand, trying to get a nut. Train of thought's a tightrope, composed a moral code. Rules put in place to keep a form of self-control. Too many volatile people near me fucks up my zen. Starting bullshit tends to end with the trip to the pen. I have a life where my pride can't get me many foes. Worry about my headspace, watching dudes strip by clothes. Ask my reflection this morning what my focus should be. Rub my tired eyes, he said get lost in recovery. Lounging, posted, focused on nothing but cooling. You've been doing too much. Keep it simple for a sec, downtime with no regrets. Keep it simple for a sec, downtime with no regrets. Lounging, posted, focused on nothing but cooling. You've been doing too much. Keep it simple for a sec, downtime with no regrets. Keep it simple for a sec, downtime with no regrets. Knowledge has a power I barely understand. Rare case where supply outweighs the demand. So much I don't know yet. Thought just gives me more stress. Barely got my compass set. Always trying to skip some rest. How can I relax? All these songs ain't even finished. I'm obsessing like a bodybuilder chasing galley fitness. Pages on pages, slips of paper, Google Docs. Tripping over myself, mad at the concept of clocks. Couldn't piece together my massive disconnect. Till a homie reminded me, make sure to decompress. Find time in the day just to put up my feet. Xbox power button beeps. Hear the voices of my peeps. They're glad I'm lounging, posted, focused on nothing but cooling. You've been doing too much. Dog, I'm so fucking tired from work and shit. I'm just trying to chill. What the fuck are we hunting? Lounging, posted, focused on nothing but cooling. You've been doing too much. Keep it simple for a sec, downtime with no regrets. Keep it simple for a sec, downtime with no regrets. Just fucking damn it, dude. I'm so sick of fighting this boss in Sekiro. I need this monk to be dead. This shit's driving me insane. I might just, I'ma shut it down. I'm done tonight. I don't have the patience, man. Fuck it. Who wants to play Dead by Daylight? Matt, shut the fuck up, Matt.